Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 16, Letter Number 6042, Baruch Hashem, the 8th of Shvat Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, New York. And we've had many letters to Rabbi Yolis of Philadelphia. He's probably one of the recipients who got the most letters from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would also always tie it in to some scholarly and sometimes mystical ideas. Let's see what the Rebbe says here in his letter. Baruch Hashem, the 8th of Shvat Tov, Shiyut Ches, Brooklyn, New York. Harava Goen, Harava Choshed, Yishrei Likim, Oysi Mishar Chetzurim, Moreinu, Efroim, Eleozer, Shiyich HaKoyin Yolus, Shalom Ubracha. He would sit by the Rebbe's Fabringen, right next to the Rebbe. He had a very angelic look to him, a completely white, full beard, and a very red contrast face, the red and the white. He looked really angelic. And, you know, he would sit next to the Rebbe by the a chair close up, and he would sometimes give the Rebbe the pen when the Rebbe would fill out, like when they would take a tractate to learn by Yutis Kislev, he would give the Rebbe the pen. He would sometimes talk to the Rebbe over there. The Rebbe reached out very strongly to him, was mekarev him a lot. So the Rebbe writes to him, because this letter has a dot, 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 it's hard for me to imagine exactly what the connection here. I'm going to take a wild guess that the person, the baby, a baby boy was born on Friday, and that was the Friday, the week before the Rebbe's writing this letter. On the week of the 8th of Shvat, that year, it was the portion of Beshalach. So I'm assuming that the Friday beforehand, in which the baby was born, was the Parshas Boy. Therefore, the bris, which is supposed to take place 8 days later, he must have written to the Rebbe about a bris in the family or something like that. So that must have taken place on the next Friday, the Friday Parshas Beshalach. The Rebbe is writing him the letter. This was Monday. Ches Shvat was Monday, Monday of the Parshas Beshalach. And the Rebbe is responding to something, I guess, about the bris. And the Rebbe just is pointing out that there is a connection and the order between, I guess, Friday, when the baby was born, and then bris milah and the Parshas Hayoyim, which will take place on Wednesday of the Parsha of Beshalach, because on Beshalach, I mean Wednesday, I mean Thursday, I mean Friday. On Friday of the Parshas of that week, when the bris will take place, is when they read the mon. So you have a connection and an order, the Rebbe says, starting from below to above. First you say, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the baby was born. Friday, it's not yet Shabbos. So that's step number one. Then from there, you say, we always wait 8 days. It's based on the Zohar also and the Medrash, that you always have a bris on the eighth day, because should always one Shabbos, should always go over one Shabbos. That means Taver Olav Shabbos Echad. So you have one Shabbos that it goes over, and then the actually bris and the Parshas Hayoyim, which the portion for the day of Friday when the bris takes place, that's Friday. And as the previous Rebbe instituted, learn Chitas, that means the portion of Chumash, so it's the Parshas Mon. So you have both on the, I guess, Milah
itself, so you have to go over, so Bris Milah is the start of Erev Shabbos, and then you go over one Shabbos, get the level of Shabbos, I guess, and then you have the actually Bris Milah, which technically would override Shabbos, but we know that the portion of the Mon, when they went to collect, it clearly demonstrated the sanctity of the Shabbos. Then the Rebbe brings something from the Zohar, Lekut HaTorah, and the Zohar, in which the Matronisa, that's the level of Malchus, and then you have this small level of Malchus, which the queen unites with the king through the circumcision. Circumcision is the Sfiras HaYisoid, and that allows for the Matronisa. The small Matronisa would be when Malchus comes into Biyah, into the world, and the level of Matronisa Gedoyla, which is Malchus as it is in Atzilus, to line on it. I mean, these are all just words I need. I don't have the exact connection, but just the best I can do. And the Rebbe further brings down that Mila is called Yofa, nice, because in the Gemara, in the Dorim Lama Dalef Amud Beis, says that the Goyim Arelim, who are not circumcised, are called repugnant, Mu'usa. And if, because Miklal Lav, because if there, so we know that the Mila, therefore, has to be Yofa, because that removes the level of Orla, which makes it repugnant. And then this also, I guess, connects with the fact that we say that the Gemara says that Benois Yisrael no Oisein, that the Jewish daughters are Nois. Why are they Yofa? Ki Isha commanded Mehiladamia, because based on the Gemara Vedazara, women are circumcised. So they have that beauty because they don't have that repugnance, they don't have the Orla, and that makes them noise. I mean, this is just, I'm saying words where they don't really have the connection, but I didn't want to leave this letter without any explanation. So that's the best I can do for now. I've got to go work it through again.